It's yummy, yummy time. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Eat frog time. Get club. Now, where Froggy go? Ah, there he is.
Wait a minute.
Ah, got Frog.
No, you don't.
Oh, there he is, that little frog. Where he go, that dumb old frog? Sweetums gonna hit and smash. Turn old Frog to Froggy Hash. Sweetums find that frog and mash. Polly Wally Froggy get mighty smash.
What do we do now?
Just keep moving. Hope his aim is bad with that club.
Ho, ho, there he be. Froggy gonna get it now! Sweetums, get that Froggy now! Froggy will be Sweetums' chow! Sweetums, get that frog and how! Wally Wally Froggy get a mighty pow!
How about that? He missed us.
Strange. He hit everything else.
And that last falling wall hit him. He seems to be asleep. Shall we go?
After you.
Here we are in the dining hall again.
Well, what do we do now?
No problem. We have to destroy Tamanella's power before the king makes her a queen.
Yeah, but how?
Oh, no problem. Melora told us how. Bake the hall in the candle of her brain.
Well, what does that mean?
Now that's a problem. I don't know.
Well, you better think fast. Here's the door to the balcony, and the coronation is about to begin out there.
You're kidding. Oh.
There's the king and Melora and the witch who's about to be crowned queen. I tell you, Robin, this is too big a job for just two little frogs.
You're right.
I'm glad you agree.
We need more frogs.
Hmm?
You go to the well and get the other frogs. I'll try to figure out what to do.
Anything you say. After all, who can argue with a prince?
The coronation is about to begin.
Oh, I've got to think. What can bake the hall in the candle of her brain mean?
Presenting your noble king, Rupert II. Large cheer.
Welcome to the coronation.
Spontaneous applause.
As you know, this is my last day as your king.
Expression of regret.
Today, the crown should be passed on to my lovely daughter, Melora.
Enthusiastic cheers!
But since that is not possible...
Expression of regret.
We have for you a new queen.
Enthusiastic cheers!
My sister, Tamanella.
Enthusiastic cheers!
This is terrible. He's about to crown her queen. Take the call in the candle of her brain. No, no.
Raising
the take the brawl in the bandle of her
brain. I have truly enjoyed my years as a scheming despot. So it is with great sadness that I retire as your king.
Speed it up, fella. Come on, let's get on with it.
But it is with great happiness that I pass
the brawl in the candle of
to
her
that
king.
Noble, honorable.
Impatient.
Beautiful sister of mine, Tamanella.
You're sweet.
Oh, I can't do it.
And so, the time has come.
But how?
It has been a great burden.
A herd of elephants.
Or a frog.
I hereby...
You're back.
You declare Tamanella queen of the realm.
Come on, we'll stop the king.
With one great froggy leap, all the frogs of the forest jumped onto the balcony and landed on top of the Wicked Witch. We hopped in her hair, bounced on her shoulders, and swung from her sleeves.
Are these toads friends of yours, my dear?
We tickled her ears and pinched her nose and kicked her shins and stepped on her toes. And Robin landed right on her hand, which was still holding that strange cane with the round glass top. It was then that the princess ran up and shouted,
"The hane! The hane! The candle of her hane!"
That's it. It's not break the hole in the candle of her brain. It's break the ball in the handle of her cane.
So with a mighty chomp, Sir Robin the Brave bit the wicked witch squarely on the thumb. Tamanella dropped the cane with its glass ball and...
"My power! You've destroyed my power!"
And then a very strange thing happened.
She turned into a bird.
Now, what'd my sister want to go and do that for?
You see, Father, she never was your sister. She was an evil witch. But now her power is destroyed.
Daughter, I can understand you.
Yes, my spell is broken.
My daughter's spell is broken.
But yours isn't.
She still has to kiss me.
And now, I think we must give thanks to these lovely little frogs. And particular thanks to my dear little friend, who saved us from the evil witch.